You've got it locked to The Rock. The Rockdown Show with Dustin Tatro. Your weekly destination for the hottest songs in Christian rock, plus exclusive artist interviews, fan favorites, and hits from the classics of Christian rock. Now, here is your host, Dustin Tatro.
What's up, Rockdown Nation? When your band's home in Minnesota is literally the healthcare epicenter of the world, you can imagine why medical analogies are a doorway to talk faith. Like 45, the band behind the song The Medic is in this week's Artist Spotlight. We can name all kinds of in-game scenarios, like a jet airliner, maybe even the one Steve Miller sang about, falling on your head. But is it too short-sighted to worry about the end rather than what we're living for now? I don't know. Probably. I'm sprinting to the Rockdown Throwback Vault for some old audio adrenaline. That's all on the way, but first, to kick off our show this week, here's that new song from Remedy Drive, Confronting the Dragons in Our World. Welcome to the Rockdown Show.
Number 10.
These waters are uncharted, and here there be dragons. In the legacy that was started, in the footsteps of baggage.
Manifest can rock out. Don't believe me? Here's a taste of his latest.
We're all told we should be afraid, but I won't bow my head in shame. Can't give what you don't first take. I feel betrayed, still I pray. I'm not a preacher in your pulpit. Get a drink and don't pull it, pull it. I'm not a victim, dodge your bullets. You're for the people, want to do it.
Save you.
No one is coming to save you. The enemy means only to play you. And they take and they take and they give just a little.
Save Me, the new hard-driving jam from Manifest, also known as Chris, who will be with us in our artist spotlight next week. Here we are back into the top 10 with Devin Williams, Every Eye. I absolutely fell in love with this one with the first time I heard it, not just musically, but from the message that it brings of security and the guidance and presence of one greater than all of us. The latest new music in 4 years from Devin Williams. You're gonna love it. It's called Every Eye.
Number 9.
I'm Dustin Tatra, and you're listening to another week of the Rockdown Show, where we want to hear your voice. No, I'm serious, and it's just as easy as leaving a voicemail. You remember how to do that, right? All you gotta do is head over to therockdownshow.com/request and just tell us hey, or request your favorite song. We want to hear from you. I'm excited to announce a new listener's choice here on the Rockdown, as picked by you. Congratulations to Disciple with Darkness Dies, your Rockdown listener's choice for this week. And now I've got to make a quick dash into the vault for some classic audio adrenaline. It's their remake of 1992's DC-10 from the 99 album Underdog. Justin Hawley from Light 45 is requesting this one. If you're familiar with aviation history of the 1970s and 80s, then questions beginning with, what if a DC-10 fell on your head, will make you start thinking. That's coming up after this week's 8th hottest song in Christian rock, Clenched Fist from Behold the Beloved.
Now, edge of a breakdown, too wrecked to show you my true face. Every whisper says, look at the sinner. Have I fallen too far from grace? Scars self-inflicted, each time I reject it. The offer to live inside.
open my blind eyes, chisel this heart that's made of stone. Wake up the sleeper, change my demeanor, breathe new life into these dry bones. Awake my soul. I'm ready to dive in, I'm ready to let go. Open these cold clenched fists, bring me to the end of myself. It's time I throw it down. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Here's another favorite from the Rockdown Throwback Vault.
Do you know?
Or a Mack truck ran over you, or you suddenly die in your Sunday pew. I said, do you know where you're gonna go?
It can happen any day, it can happen anywhere. Happen while you're napping in your easy chair. Happen at home, happen at school. Happen while you're scatting like a scat fool. Do you know where you're gonna go?
Down recently, ranked in the top 10. It's called The Medic from a band called Light 45. They're out of Minnesota and they are in our artist spotlight this week. Tell us a little bit about where Light 45 came from. You're really more of a recent band on the radar for me, so go ahead and fill us in on the full story.
That's kind of funny, actually. We've been around for like 14 years, Mike?
Yeah, just about 14 years, yeah. Yeah, we started jamming a month after my wedding, so that's how I remember how much time. And so come August, we've been playing together for 14 years now.
And I actually, for real, married his sister to make sure the band would never break up. So.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourselves individually.
This is Justin. The biggest thing, I think we all would say this, I love Jesus with everything in me. Grew up around, you know, kind of the heavy metal grunge scene, played in some of those kinds of bands, and then took my passion for music and turned it into this.
So. You know, and we've been hearing about that a lot. We just talked to Remedy Drive last week, who said the same thing, that grunge jam band background matters and just feels right. So Mark, what about you?
I grew up around music. Different family members have all been in bands and music and stuff. And when I was very little, I'm, you know, at concerts, rolling up cards and running light shows and doing whatever. And I was about probably 14, I think, when I picked up the bass guitar and started playing, and been in bands ever since, actually.
Ian and Scott is the two newer guys to the band. How did you find yourselves in a Christian rock band like this?
Well, I have to say, for me, gosh, I was a big fan. I reached out on Facebook and I said, hey, you ever need another guitarist? You know, let me know. And just so happened that they did. It was kind of a dream come true, because I've always wanted to be in an original Christian rock band. It was great to find these guys.
That's cool. What about you?
I've always wanted to play drums. I felt like it was something that was instilled in my heart. One day, Mark called me up and said, hey, you wanna come out and try out for Life 45 and jam with us? And here we are. It's a great group of guys to play music with. So
I got to say, his first three times with us, he's playing with a broken scapula. And I remember talking to Mark and saying, man, I just don't know if this guy's going to work. And then he's like, dude, he's been playing with a broken scapula. I'm like, oh yeah?
I've got to ask this. What's your backgrounds? I'm sure you get asked this a lot, being from around Rochester, Minnesota. Many people know that's the home of the Mayo Clinic, and your song recently, The Medic, spoke to me in ways, having 8 years background in EMS. Any of you guys in the healthcare field?
Yeah, I'm actually the chief strategy officer of a telerespiratory company I co-invented called RT Now.
I am not in the medical field, but I'm a licensed electrician, and I have the privilege, I'm currently right now working at the Mayo campus.
And I worked there for a while as a pharmacologist. So.
That's true.
And I taught music to a lot of doctor's kids. Say. Now I work at a church, but still deal with a lot of doctors.
I've always wondered what life is like in that area, with it being such a global outreach and ministry. It's got to be a part of everyday life. So that brings us to the point, why write a song called The Medic? It's obviously had an outreach. Where did you come up with the idea for it?
One of the things growing up in the 90s that always irritated me was there'd be a lot of songs about the problems, and that was, you know, it was considered art and the thing to do, to talk about the problems of the world. They never gave solutions. You know, we wrote this before the pandemic. God, in his wisdom, I think, just held off on it being released until the pandemic happened. We're kind of in this vein of the new wave of classic rock as well as Christian rock. And we wanted to write a song that could reach people in that genre that also pointed to Jesus as the medic, as the savior and the healer of your body, soul, and spirit. And the whole song is really about somebody that knows they're dying and their body's shutting down. They're at the realization that they need a savior.
So tell us about the Discovery Series Garage Rehab. What's that like, and what exactly did you accomplish?
That's kind of like making something and sending it off on a rocket ship, and then 5 years later, somebody comes back and says, hey, we heard that thing. It was really amazing. When we do finally hear about it, it's really cool. You know, we go back and watch all the episodes that our songs have been featured in.
You told me about your new music videos. In fact, off air, the exact thing you said was, they're over the top.
When it came to the point of deciding what to do for a music video, if God gives you a vision for something, it's like, how can you do it halfway? You know, we're only on this earth for a short period of time. And the next release is kind of a punk Motorhead meets Chili Peppers meets kind of a Rapcore thing called What Light Remains. And we're trying to get a Hollywood actor for that one. It's all about the prodigal son. And we want to get somebody that can play the part and can really do it well.
That's going to be really powerful. That's got a lot of potential. And the message, that's what we're going to be talking about with you guys in our next half hour. Being a Christian rock band, obviously grace, hope, and victory stands there. But what is it specifically for Light 45? But for now, we're back into the top 10 hottest songs in Christian rock this week on The Rockdown Show. Down but just a hair to number 7, here's Boiling Point with Hope Lives Here.
Sun is closing on our backs, rushing up these hills so fast, we ain't got no time to breathe. Traffic air is dressed in fog. These mountaintops ain't what we thought. Where do we go from here? And are we finished and turning back? Are we drunk on blind romance? Do we know who we are? Oh.
love and mining stand to eat. She ain't got no time to breathe. Mom draws water from the well. She's the family rock, their citadel. Where can she go from here? And are we finished and turning back? Are we drunk on blind romance? Do we know who we are? Hope's not giving.
Rockdown's heard each week on great stations like California's Broken FM, Northwestern Michigan's Fuel FM, K-Heart 106.9 Minot, North Dakota, and online at thefireradio.com. Moving from 10 to 6, here's the Midnight Wedding.
Number 6.
You promised peace, but like a thief, you stole from me
everything that I believe.
You claim the name, put on the face, you guard the keys.
Get your marching orders. What's the sort of a
up on the Rockdown Show.
We'll be back with Justin, Mark, Scott, and Ian from Light 45. They've got a new song in the works just as relevant in 2021 as The Medic. And we'll feature a rare pre-mastered copy of an older Light 45 song. Right after the break, some Disciple with Enemy requested by Bobby D, who asked me to let people know that we need to confess our sins to the Lord. Bobby says, "Even as a Christian myself, I know that my worst enemy has always been me." I'm Dustin Tatro. All that and the hottest five songs this week in Christian rock coming up on The Rockdown Show.
The Rockdown Show. Back to the rock after this.